So let's switch gears right now at 5:37 and go to the KRDO Newsline, direct to New York, where ABC's Mark Rimmelaar joins us live for a deeper dive on this new story that's coming out today, alleging jury misconduct in the Derek Chauvin case. Mark, what did you find out today?
Yeah, so the defense for Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who was convicted last month of murdering George Floyd, has filed a notice with the court saying that it intends to file motions for a new trial on a number of different grounds. It says it also intends to file, is requesting that the court have a hearing to impeach the verdict, so essentially they can call into question the verdict, on grounds that they say of jury misconduct, that the jury was intimidated or felt threatened, and that they did not adhere to their instructions during deliberations. So a number of different grounds. What we don't get in this filing is the meat and potatoes. Like, what is the evidence that the defense has to support these allegations and claims? Those will come when they file the motion. So this is really just a notice to the court that they're doing this. But they are arguing that Derek Chauvin did not get a fair trial, that Derek Chauvin, the trial should have been moved, and the judge made a mistake when he denied the defense's request to move the trial. The judge should have sequestered the jury during the entirety of the trial, and that they say that the judge made a mistake when he denied the defense's request to do that, among other things. So the defense, this is step one, it seems, for the defense of Derek Chauvin to try and get this conviction overturned.
And there is a photo circulating on social media about one of the jurors. What is that all about, and how does that affect this?
Yeah, so this is concerning a juror named Brandon Mitchell, who's a black man. He's 31 years old, and he there's been a photo circulating of him from August of last year, so a couple months after George Floyd's death. He's in Washington, D.C., taking part in a anniversary march for the March on Washington, the anniversary date of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. So he's in Washington, D.C., taking part in this march. But in the photo, he's wearing a shirt that has Martin Luther King's face on it, but also has the words, "Get your knee off our necks," and BLM. So the optics of that don't look good for a juror who took part in a march like this, wore a shirt that said, "Get your knee off our necks," and then participated in a jury in finding Derek Chauvin guilty. Again, the defense has not given us the meat and potatoes of their arguments here, but given this development, you have to assume that they probably will argue that this juror was biased and should not have been on the panel in the first place. And I think there is some question here as well about his questionnaire. All the jurors did a questionnaire before they were ever brought up for the possibility of jury service or serving on this jury. And there are two questions in there, particularly about whether or not he participated in any of these marches or demonstrations in the wake of George Floyd's death. For both of those questions, he wrote no. Now, the wording says police protests of police use of force or police brutality. He says that wasn't the march that I was at. I was at an MLK march. It was for the anniversary of MLK. But he's wearing a shirt that says, "Get your knee off our necks." So I think this is something that you'll see the defense argue, and obviously the court will have to decide how to handle this. But it is something that I think certainly for the defense is highly concerning.
Yeah, no question about it. And where do we go from here? What's the next steps that are going to be taken?
Yeah, so the next steps is the motions for the defense is for them to actually, as I said, file the real meat and potatoes and the arguments behind these issues. Then perhaps the rebuttal from the state, and the state says that they plan to vigorously fight any of these allegations. They say many of these have already been ruled on, and they say that they're going to fight these things. Then perhaps some hearings. Now, I will say this. This issue is in the same court that Derek Chauvin was convicted in. This is totally separate from the actual appeal of his conviction that may take place later if they don't warrant a new trial in this case. So he's going to the same court that held this trial and saying, there were problems with the trial, and you need to issue a new trial. That's separate from them going to an appeals court and saying, there were issues. And so there's a lot of different avenues that Derek Chauvin and his legal team may take. But as I said, this is kind of step one, fight this in the courtroom where this all took place and see if they can maybe get a new trial.
Okay. Great information as always, Mark. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.